you weekend warriors heading off to Electric Picnic? Hope you got your phone charged.
Yeah, because it'll be a while before you get charged again, I say.
No, in fairness, there is phone chargers all over the picnic as well. And if they did what they did at some of the recent concerts where they are going around selling battery packs, branded battery packs.
That's very clever.
It is very clever.
Very clever.
Yeah, very clever. But maybe you might be, maybe you lose your phone and be in the market for a brand new phone. You're thinking, oh, what'll I get? Well, good news is that there is an Apple event coming up in September 9th. And they announce all the new Apple products. And one of them they're rumored to be announcing is a brand new Apple foldable iPhone.
Ooh, they're getting on that bandwagon, are they?
Yeah, I don't like. I've seen the, so you've got the Samsung Flip, which folds over. Mm. And then I've seen another one. I think it's a Huawei one, which opens out like a book. I get that one because it becomes a much larger screen, especially if you're using it to like watch TV if you're out and about and stuff like that.
Oh, good point, actually. Yeah. It would like double the screen size, obviously. So.
Yeah. I've always been tempted to go for, like, so I have an Apple phone, but I've always been tempted to go for the Pro, which is that little bit bigger. But then when you see the price of it, I'm like, good luck. You need to be on a different tax bracket for that bad boy. But there is new other phones coming, iPhone 17, which is coming, but there's a iPhone Air. So it's a much thinner iPhone, and they reckon that they'll be SIM card free as well, because you know you got eSIMs now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're apparently they're really, really handy if you're traveling and stuff, and if you don't have like a data package to travel abroad, you buy an eSIM package, which is really good. So it's basically there's a SIM, virtual SIM built into your phone, which is the same with any of the smartwatches as well. So you don't technically need a SIM card to connect to a network. There's an eSIM inside it, which is good. But they reckon with the Apple Watch Ultra 3, they're going to have satellite connectivity, which is really, really good, because if you're out and about, if you're doing hiking or climbing or anything like that, and you need to make an emergency connection, and if you don't have your phone could be dead. There you go. Your watch is connected to the satellites. New iPods will be able to monitor your heart rate as well, because, you know, you can monitor the pulse of your heart rate in your ears. And new Pro camera designs with all the cameras and stuff. I think, though, Apple do need to catch up with some of the cameras on some of the phones. Like, some of the Samsung cameras are amazing, but the Google phone cameras. And Google have just announced a new phone as well, which I'm nearly tempted.
I just want to take a moment to appreciate the fact that I think you spoke for about 90 seconds solid there about technology and really showed how much interest you had in it, and then I stayed silent, which really showed how much interest I had in
it. Oh, you know it. Oh, I love technology.
No, I have to say, no, it's good information to have, because you know what? We need to know these things, to have our options when we're buying things, you know?
Yeah. Battery life, good quality camera, lots of memory and all of that. Anyway, so if you have the money, the new iPhone is going to cost you about $2,000, and it folds!
Irish, isn't that great crack? I love an old foldable phone, so I do.
Of course you do.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Duda. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!